This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. After 35 days, a federal government shutdown appears to be finally over. U.S. President Donald Trump endorsed a three-week spending bill Friday that ends the longest shutdown in U.S. government history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks,
giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown does not have any wall money, and Democrats say the president gave in to their demand that the government reopen with no conditions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president says if that one doesn't have money for a wall, he'll declare a national emergency and build it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The three-week spending deal reached with congressional leaders quickly passed the Republican-led Senate and the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives without opposition. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hopes the two sides will be able to hammer out a long-term deal.
I'm sad it has taken this long. I'm glad that we've come to a conclusion today as to how we go forward in the next 3 weeks.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that shutting the government down is never a good plan.
Shutting down the government over a policy difference is self-defeating. It accomplishes nothing but pain and suffering for the country and incurs an enormous political cost to the party shutting it down.
The lapse in funding had shuttered about one quarter of the federal government, with 800,000 workers either furloughed or required to work without pay. This is VOA News.